And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. We'll talk Mercer County Cross Country with Junior Corbin Sturgill. He not only does that, but he's also involved in the marching band. He's an FFA kid. He's involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And he also saves lives, right? He's a lifeguard for the YMCA. So it'd be nice to visit with Mercer County Junior Corbin Sturgill coming up on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.
Is your sacroiliac joint dysfunction flaring up again?
Is my what going where?
Your SI joint runs between your sacrum and your ilium. It's more commonly known as your baby got back. And when your SI is out of whack, it's a real pain in the...
Hey, you can't say that.
I just did. But that's what we're here for. Advanced Rehab fixes SI pain. Sharp or dull, pelvis, groin, or tailbone. Physical therapy can make it all go away. Let's get back to the days when the only pain in your butt was your boss. Give us a call at Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine today.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Corbin Sturgill runs cross country for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. We'll get into that. He does a lot of other things at the school, too. All right, tell us about the cross-country season. I know we're talking to you on Wednesday, participating at a big event earlier this week, El Paso Gridley. I think I was told something like 27 teams. So what's it like running in an event like that, and how did you think you did?
It was a very fun experience, I would have to say. Something new. We ran across a couple creeks, a little knee-high, some cold water, but the experience was great. We got our team to participate in dressing crazy pirate theme for the meet. Great bonding time. I don't know. I just think it was great overall.
And how did you do? How did you do personally?
I got 18:23. Wasn't my best, but it wasn't my worst. I definitely went out and just had fun. The course was challenging. Those hills got to me, but it was a great time.
So you said pirate theme. Ahoy, matey! Right? So
yes.
it was like that. You were in costume or what?
Well, the girls had some striped socks and the boys just did some face paint, but no, it was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. I'd like to do that run into pirate hat at that thing at El Paso Gridley, I guess. All right. So cross country, you started, we were talking a little bit off the air, I think back as a sixth grader. Tell us a little bit about kind of your participation in the sport and how'd you get interested?
So I just, some of my friends did it and I was just like, oh, that sounds fun. I like to run. So I went out for it and was top seven boys. And so then I just improved from there and kept going on with it all the way through high school.
So what's your motivation when you run? I mean, is that different from meet to meet or how do you do it? I guess, what's your strategy?
So it just depends, but like, most of the time when I'm feeling down or something, I just like remember my teammates, like I got to do it for them. I can't give up. Like when I want to give up and walk up those hills, I just got to push through it. I can't get passed by another team because that's a point that I'll be letting down on the team. And so I just push through it.
Yeah. And I know practices with this program under Coach Nelson and even Coach Juan at the junior high level, it seems like they do a good job of keeping kids engaged. So what type of practice do you like as it relates to cross country?
I like the game days. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we still get our running in while we get to have fun with each other and get to play games and learn each other's strengths and weaknesses and what we like to do.
So you said knee-high water at this race at El Paso Gridley this week. What type of course or what type of terrain do you like running on?
Definitely flat. A fast flat meet is a lot better than a hilly water filled adventure, but it was still fun.
All right, so your development here in the fall of 2022, so when you look back at some of the meets you've had already, where do you feel you're at in terms of just, you know, time wise or season wise, and kind of what are you shooting for here as the season progresses and we approach the postseason?
So I definitely like to break 17, sub 17, and then definitely for the boys, a state place as a whole. I think we have it in the bag as long as we keep pushing and we just continue to improve.
All right. Well, we'll look for you with the cross country season. Let's segue to some other stuff, right? You're involved in other things at Mercer County High School. All right. So this week is homecoming week. You play the baritone in the marching band. All right, so tell us a little bit about What's at stake for the Marching Eagles here for homecoming week, and what can we expect Friday night during the game? And then you get a march, of course, in the parade, too.
So I don't want to let too much out, but we have some wonderful songs going to be played. We have a surprise where I don't think we're wearing our helmets. We have something Western themed to wear. But yeah, a lot of fun, I hear.
All right. Awesome. We'll look for that on Friday. So how, when did you pick up the instrument, the baritone, for the first time? Is that the only instrument you play, or you do other things with the band?
Yeah. Well, I played piano, but never for like band. I just played on the side, but no, I've played baritone since sixth grade. So.
All right. You're also involved in FFA, and I see they got a nice journalism grant. I think last week there was a picture taken. You serve in the FFA. Tell us about what role you're involved in and what are the responsibilities with it.
So I'm the Sentinel. So, well, for our chapter, it's a role, but it's nothing too major. I'm just there to help out when needed. So.
That sounds easy enough. All right. And the other thing Corbin Sturgill does is he saves lives. And I ain't joking, because he's a lifeguard at the YMCA. What about that?
Yes, it's very fun. No, I like to get a nice little tan in the summertime and see all the wonderful kids out there swimming around and having a good time and staying active.
Yep. And you'll save them if they need saving in the swimming pool. All right.
They get a little tired.
And we're going to get excited. We're really going to need you in a couple years when we get that new aquatic center rolling by the Aledo Fire Station. So you'll get a work up there, too. All right. Well, Corbin Sturgill's a busy dude. Again, involved in the cross-country program, member of the marching band, also an FFA member, involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes as well, and a lifeguard to boot. All right, Corbin Sturgill, keep up the good work. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.